There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, and that includes foodie people, chefs. We love Food Network. We love shows that just anyway, if it's a competition, you know, Great British Bake Off is a huge success, and also food bloggers.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, join the conversation. 651-641-1071. Is there a foodfluencer? I don't think that's a real thing, but, you know, people on the YouTubes that... what's that? Ooh.
I love that. Foodfluencer.
YouTubers, TikTokers, bloggers, etc. Or drop us a tweet. Drop us an email. Do you have a favorite? 651-641-1071. Because I do. And we do a little segment here on the show called Boobs on Tubes.
Boobs on Tubes. What are you watching? Boobs on Tubes.
It has nothing to do with boobs, so get your mind out of the gutter.
Boobs on Tubes. What are you watching?
Great job.
Boobs on
what
Tubes.
What a great job he did on
Rocco
that.
Rocco is brilliant. Yes. Anyway, on the YouTubes, there are a couple people I wanted to share. If you love watching food either being made or you like to look for recipes, two suggestions. And Dawn, have you ever heard of Rafika?
No.
So she is a Turkish YouTuber. She's actually in Turkey. She would be like, I don't want to, because I don't know, because I am not in Turkey. But she's kind of like a Julia Child of Turkey.
Okay.
Like, apparently very popular in Turkey. Her name is Rafika, R-E-F-I-K-A. And she just makes food fun. And she makes learning about Turkish food fun and Turkish culture. And explains it in a way that will help you understand and learn and want to try new things.
I got it. Yeah, I'm on her channel right now, Rafika's Kitchen.
Yeah, so in Turkey, she's got like lines of products. You can actually buy some of her products online, like food products and utensils, appliances, all that stuff. But I found her during the lockdown portion of our pandemic experience, and I just became obsessed with her. I learned how to make hummus her way.
You actually did a recipe.
Oh, tons of recipes, because they're so easy. It's like, and like hummus, a lot of people have probably made hummus before, but she's got a very specific way she does it, and that's now how I do it. I love people who not only make me excited and want to learn more about food and culture, but people whose recipes are also good, because sometimes you'll find someone and you try their recipe and you're like, oh, it didn't work very well.
Yeah.
But Rafika, total, like, you solid. And she also has really great camera people. And so the filming quality is great. It's not just like somebody sitting in front of a camera going, hi.
Yeah, I'm watching. I mean, I'm not listening to it, but I'm seeing it on my computer here. It's rolling. And she seems very passionate.
Oh, she
is. There's a lot of hand gestures and excitement.
And, you know, she also talks about, like, she gets kind of spiritual in a way, which is really delightful. Aww. And like, you know, she's like, we're all connected in the world. And I know you're all over the place. And like, but we all still can come together on this one thing. And
which is hummus.
Yeah. I mean, truly food, right? Like we can all connect over food. So I don't want to get too woo woo about it, but she's kind of got that vibe in a very like down to earth way. So Rafika, R-E-F-I-K-A. That's one of my favorites on the YouTubes. Dawn, I know you too like to follow the people on the YouTubes or the bloggers, TikTokers. What do you got?
Yes. So I love a guy named Evan Funk. Ooh. There's actually a documentary about him. He is the head chef at Felix Trattoria.
How do we spell Evan?
E-V-A-N?
F-U-N-K-E. Okay.
All right. So this guy is obsessed with making pasta.
and different pasta shapes. So he had, the way I discovered him is that he has a show on, he had a show on Quibi.
Okay.
And it was just like an 8-part series. And they were like, Quibi was that app that did not survive.
Died.
I loved it because they were like 5-minute shows. And I literally would cry during the 5 minutes. The whole show was about him going to little towns in Italy and asking these, there's a name for it, Stifigliano. Anyway, pasta makers.
Okay.
Who are making traditional pasta. And I was fascinated at, every town had their own little shape of pasta that they've been doing for like 200 years. So some of these pasta shapes are dying and they won't be made again. So he is obsessed with figuring out how to make these pasta shapes from these old Italian ladies who are like in their kitchen and they're like showing him how to make it and to perfection. And he's learned Italian so that he can do this.
Oh.
I mean, the guy is like obsessed with it.
Does he have YouTube, Instagram? Where do you find him?
So he is on YouTube. A lot of, well, there's a documentary about him that you can find. And also you can also, they've also taken all that Quibi stuff and put it on a streaming service somewhere. And I can't remember.
Remember the name?
It's called
The Shape of Pasta. Okay.
Evan Funk. F-U-N-K-E. You cannot get into this restaurant. It's one of those restaurants in L.A. that don't even bother. Like, you would never be able to just walk up. You have to have a reservation for months in advance if you're a normal person.
Have you ever? Well, have you been? Because
no.
I feel like of all the people in this room, you would have been more likely to actually be there.
I would love to go. They also have in their kitchen. The documentary is fascinating because his first kitchen doesn't survive. Like, the restaurant doesn't survive. He has to open a new one. Mm. And they have a window where you can watch all of the pasta makers making the pasta that you're going to eat. It's just, it's so fun to see the history.
Can I give you a YouTube channel that is, I think if you love this guy, have you heard of Pasta Grannies?
No, but I'm already in.
Okay, so it's a whole YouTube channel of this woman goes, it's kind of exactly like what you just referenced, where this woman goes around and films these old women in Italy in different parts of the country making their like signature pasta.
Yes.
And it's kind of also like, it's got that quality of like, have you made pasta?
Yes.
Okay. I have never made pasta.
Mm.
So you would actually probably like take the recipes and try to make them.
I have a whole book that MC bought me about every pasta that's in the show that Evan Funk wrote.
Oh, cool. Have you tried it yet?
Well, no, but I sure did love looking at it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say,
I need a super long rolling pin. It's one of their things.
And a big table, right? Yep. And I will say, what I meant to say was, I'm not making the pasta, but I love watching the videos because there's just something so peaceful and satisfying about watching these grannies, you know, show up and make their signature thing that they've been making for, you know,
they were 12.
Some of them were like 90 something years old.
And they started when they were like nine. Yeah. It's and their dedication to it is unbelievable.
So again, that's his name is Evan Funk, E-V-A-N-F-U-N-K-E, right? And he's got maybe not a YouTube channel, but you could probably Google him.
Yes. And he does a lot of interviews that you can find on YouTube. People talk to him. I know, I even watched a Joe Rogan one, which I normally wouldn't, but he was featured on one of his podcasts.
Mike, I want to make sure, I feel like we're all food related on this show.
Yeah, absolutely. Most recently I've got into my future father-in-law is very into America's Test Kitchen.
Yes!
So the YouTubes, the Twitters, follow along there, and that's been awesome. But for me personally, and I don't know why this isn't like to get, you know, influence on how to make different things, I've been obsessed since the first day I saw it with Tastemade's Tiny Kitchen. You know the Tiny Kitchen?
Don't know what this is.
It's literally like they take all of the ingredients, they make these really elaborate dishes, but it's all done with just like these person's fingers in like this little zoomed in setting.
Oh,
so it's
adorable.
A fake little kitchen. And then the song plays, and here I can play one quick now.
Because
when you hear the noise, it's this song. And it just plays for like 3.5 minutes as they're cutting a little bell pepper with his little baby knife.
And, yes, and they make little tiny food.
Exactly.
So yes, adorable. I've seen this.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Tiny Kitchen. It's okay. From Tastemade. I think they did it originally. But yeah, it's they've got a whole YouTube channel on Tiny Kitchen, and it's fascinating. It's super fun. Just get lost in it. It's so soothing. I don't know why.
We all need more of that in our lives. Suzanne emailed, I love the plant you. That's PlantYou on Instagram. Carly Bodrug is a great vegetarian chef. Got her book, and it's great. Again, feel free to send us emails and continue, because I will just put them on my playlist.
If you want to laugh, I also am obsessed with Henry's Kitchen.
Okay, who's it's Henry?
It's a dude who, he's a comedian, and he does a bad, like, it's all a joke. He's a cooking show, and it's terrible.
Oh.
And okay. It's super funny, though, because, like, his cat will walk into bad. His cat, who's named Roast Beef, will walk into the shot.
Aww.
Like, he spills things. Like, it's all really awful. But he's like, today on Henry's Kitchen, it's just very bland. Like, he doesn't present it as yuck, yuck.
Oh, you showed me this. You showed me this, I feel like.
So funny. Henry's Kitchen.
All right. When we come back, Dawn is going to update us on Cardi B. Apparently, she didn't do her community service. And we're going to find out why when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Thank you for going on this journey with us today. We've talked about the Chrisleys and how they just went to prison yesterday.
Bye.
Now we're going to talk about Cardi B. I don't know if you remember this story, but I think 4 years ago or something, she did a bad thing. She copped a plea deal back in September. She pled guilty to third-degree assault and reckless endangerment. Both are misdemeanors. And she received 15 days of community service as part of the deal. So she had a couple of bartenders that she didn't like at this strip club. And they're very, they're beautiful women, sisters. And mm-hmm. they were very boobalicious and just like, kind of like, if you see them, you're like, oh, okay, nice bodies. Is she jealous of them? What's the beef there? Who knows?
Okay.
But she basically put a hit out on them to be assaulted, and that's what she was in trouble for.
I did not know this story. Like, I'm sure we talked about it, and it sounds vaguely familiar that she had legal trouble, but I guess I just, for whatever reason, my brain didn't register when you reminded me of this story.
Well, it was 5 years ago that it happened, August 2018. A lot has happened, yes. Their names were Jade and Batty G, and so anyway, she was arrested and booked a few months later for her alleged role in this strip club fight that went on.
Yeah. But it's 2023. Why is she in headlines with this now?
She's come to terms, and they ordered her to do 15 days of community service. She is back in court. She was just back in court for this, and she has done exactly 0 days of community service.
Oh, so she's in the news because she hasn't done her community service yet.
Yes, and she showed up to court in this gorgeous outfit. I mean, she looks like she's going out to a club.
Looks like $1 million.
It's like white sunglasses.
Full-length fur.
Full-length fur coat, a white slinky dress. It's like, you're wearing this to court? That's
fabulous.
Just interesting to me
people
take the time to use court as a fashion moment.
I mean, hey, it's a runway opportunity. She's got to, like, walk in front of all the paparazzi.
That's true. So she's like, I'm going to look fabulous.
She was supposed to do 15 days. Did you say 15 days or 15 hours?
Days.
15 days of community service. She has done absolutely zero. This is presumably why she was being hauled back in front of a court or in front of a judge.
Yeah, they're checking in to see how she's done. And she was supposed to finish that community service by Tuesday.
Okay.
And
so
she's done zero hours. The lawyer's like, she'll do it. She'll do it. Can you please extend it? The judge extended it to March 1st, which I kind of think is BS. Like, you had since September to do this and you chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyer, I'm sure, was going crazy, probably
going, have you checked in for community service yet? No, I haven't gotten to it. Like, I would be going crazy going, my client is not doing what they asked. Yeah. I begged for this deal so she wouldn't go to jail.
Yep. And I'm sorry if you don't have the answer. Did she give an excuse as to why she wasn't able to do? Because this has been when did she actually get sentenced for this?
Back in September.
Okay, so October, November.
She pled guilty.
February. So it's just 4 months. She had 4 months, probably maybe 90 some days to do this, and she hasn't. So what was their response in the court with her beautiful Christian Dior glasses and full length?
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Fur coat?
Well, this was... Her attorney said, personally and professionally, Cardi is dedicated to community service and charitable endeavors. She therefore appreciates the court giving her until March 1st to complete her community service commitment in Queens, New York.
Yeah, she needs to get busy.
I wonder if she has an opportunity to, like, does she have to do 15 days in a row? Or can she do, like, 3 days here, 3 days there? And what will she be doing? Picking up trash on the side of the road? Will she be working in, like, a soup kitchen? Will she be?
But again, you know, to your point, if you're a successful celebrity, there's no excuse. Like, you should have been able to just get this done. Like, what has she been doing? I don't know. Was she on tour or something, or what's going on?
I'm not sure about that. But when it comes to the court of law, I would respect that. I just don't get it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I probably am not the kind of person that's going to be putting out assault hits on people either.
Right.
But I'm certainly, if I was held accountable, and also, you only got community service for putting out hits on people?
Yeah, I mean, hits meaning like, hey, go, you know.
Assault someone.
Yeah, can you go?
Did that ever happen? I'm sorry, yes. I'm asking you questions.
No, it did happen, yes.
They were assaulted,
yes. Okay. It was a big brawl.
And you only
in
get community service?
I know. Trust me.
I guess I need to go back and read about this case because something doesn't add up there. But at the very least, do your community service and be grateful that that's all you got. It was a plea deal.
It was a plea deal. She pled guilty to third-degree assault and also getting somebody involved.
Wow.
So she's getting a second chance.
I would say take it.
It's a deadline extension, right?
What is the most, like, what is the community service that you would absolutely want to do?
I think it's very powerful to visit homeless shelters.
Mm.
I think I've, you know, within my years of doing not community service for court, but just helping out,
doing good things, yeah.
You know, I have donated my time to things like that, or working with the homeless is really powerful.
Yeah.
It makes you appreciate every day. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about, like when I'm lying in my bed, my beautiful, soft bed that is adjustable. I don't think
like
I am
what, like
happy
a Craftmatic adjustable bed?
It's not a Craftmatic, but it does adjust up and down.
Okay.
So we can, yeah. I think I'm so lucky to have this bed when people don't even have homes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not that I'm making myself Mother Teresa here, but it does make you think about that. Ever since I moved to Minnesota, I'm so worried about the homeless because of how cold it gets here.
Oh, it's unreal.
I just don't understand how they can take that and if there's a place for them.
Which is why and it gets increasingly difficult this time of year, which is why, you know, they do, they open warming centers and have to have things like that. And it still doesn't allow everybody to have the space that they need. Yeah. So she needs to do this by March 1st.
March 1st.
So, okay. Well, how many days we got? That's the 18th. So she's got it two
February
and a half solid
months.
February
needs to be dedicated.
like
February.
Come on, Cardi.
Yeah.
In the meantime, when we come back, we got some Britney news to update you with. It all involves that, quote, manic meltdown she had at a pasta restaurant. Elvis, right. Joey, and Hollywood. But we'll tell you about it when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
What is Britney's response to all this madness and the manic meltdown that she had? That's what people were calling it. It's The Adventures of Bradley and Donna, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Bradley, tell me what happened. Mm. You know, we all know about the, quote, manic meltdown she had in a restaurant because someone was filming her. Not a meltdown. It's a normal response to someone filming you.
Yeah, that was our takeaway when we talked about this story yesterday or early in the week. I don't remember what day it is. It's hard when it all runs together and it's snowing and like there's no sun. Anyway, Britney Spears over the weekend, allegedly, supposedly, I think it was Friday, was at Joey in L.A., and had an epic manic meltdown, according to TMZ. It really just looked like somebody took film of her, and she was ticked off that somebody was filming her as she was trying to enjoy her meal. Now, in response to that, she recorded a video with Sam. Now, remember, Sam has already done a paparazzi stroll through a parking lot. He called up TMZ to, like, quash any stories that there was a manic meltdown.
Because people said he just left her. They wanted to insinuate that they started fighting about her meltdown and that he just left her.
Like, he blew up and left, and he was like, no. I was going to get the car. So he does that by
talking like,
to a paparazzo.
We need to get out of here. I'm going to get the car.
Yeah. Also, they then film a video in response, and I just want to play that for you. This is Britney and Sam, and he posted this to his Insta stories.
All right, so the best thing about the TMZ video, to me personally, I'm starving, was the pasta. What if I jump from one table to the next in the video and I ate the pasta? Would it be hot?
Like a cat.
Yeah, I got what I wanted.
Sexy baby.
Oh my God, it's the worst sexy baby I've ever heard.
She always does that sexy baby.
I know,
voice,
but that's really extreme sexy baby.
So, but you heard her say, like, the thing that was most exciting to her in that video. Now, a person, what she's referring to is in the video that a person took of her at a restaurant. In the foreground, you see the person's pasta.
It starts out with their pasta plate, and then they pan up.
And then they pan up to Britney, and she's just like, allegedly speaking gibberish. We can't really tell what's going on, but I'm sure she was ticked off that this person is filming her at point blank range. It is so obvious. And so their response was to make fun of it by talking about the pasta.
Yeah.
So whatever you believe really actually happened, I do love it. And also, can we just also acknowledge these videos, like with Britney, only show up on his Instagram?
Yeah.
Which also just makes me think that she still doesn't have control of her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, again, remember, we're seeing, like, every time we see her on her Instagram, we're like, is this real? Was this late? Was this from years ago? Was this, like, what's the timing? It's all not, like,
and
contemporary.
And she also puts stuff up and then deletes it really quick.
But on Sam's, that's where you always get the, like, in-the-moment stuff.
Yeah.
Which means she seems to have greater access to his Instagram than her own. Anyway, that's my conspiracy theory. Put on your hat. Okay. So, that's a thing, right? Now, that was Friday, allegedly on Friday. She was at Joey in L.A. having a meal, and then all of a sudden, sexy baby voice, somebody's filming her.
Yeah.
That story blew over. We talked about it. Well, then she posted a video or a picture of her and Justin Timberlake, and there was a caption. Anyway, that went away. Like you said, she likes to post things and take them down.
Why?
So, I don't even want to talk about that. What I then would like to talk about is something she did post on her account in a place of the Justin Timberlake and her post.
Okay.
She posts a video of her getting a tattoo.
Okay.
Okay. Can we play that video, please?
Tattoo time.
One day I'll figure it out. Who knows?
You'll be like, whoa, that was
look. Baby doll. It's cool.
Down.
Okay.
Why?
Very cool.
Okay. Can we just talk about her voice?
Relative?
Can we just
talk? Who is talking? It sounds like they went to the bayou and somebody is like Tay in the Wind.
Can we play that one more time? This is Britney getting a tattoo. What you don't see is she's in a hotel room. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. She's in a hotel room and she's standing around with her arm out. A tattoo artist comes in. She's standing and a tattoo artist just grabs her arm and starts tattooing. And that's when you hear her do this whole, like, count the accents.
Is this Brittany?
Tattoo time. One day I'll figure it out. Who knows?
You'll be like, Southern.
Look. Baby dot.
I don't know.
It's cool.
Down. Okay.
That's just one
Very
person.
Very cool.
That's Britney?
Yeah, that was Britney getting a tattoo. Now, what's interesting about that video, Dawn, is in the captions it says, tattoo in Maui 3 days ago. Anyone?
Okay, so that was posted last night.
So this was posted 17 hours ago and it said 3 days ago, which would back us up to what?
Saturday.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. So
but she was in LA.
She was in LA. Then she immediately got on a plane and went to Maui and was there and then said, I need a tattoo in a hotel room.
I'm assuming I have a friend that's in LA, right? Or not in LA, in Maui right now. And I immediately DM'd him and said, I just want you to know there's a possibility that Britney is in Maui. But I don't think she could be, right? Because we've got the TMZ video of her at the restaurant in LA on Saturday. Now, she could have hopped a flight.
It was on Saturday.
No, it was on, I'm sorry, did I say Saturday? Friday. It was Friday that she was in LA. I mean, I guess she could have hopped on a red eye Saturday, to Maui. Sunday, no. Monday.
She has her own plane, right?
Yeah.
I would hope so. She doesn't fly commercial.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
No, because we've seen her on her own private jet. But my point is, she's probably not hopping on her private jet quickly and then jumping into a tattoo artist's arms. And also, you would know this because your daughter is a tattoo artist. Does a tattoo artist just come to your hotel and hold your hand?
No.
Like, it's not even laying on anything.
No.
And also, the caption goes on to say, I can't show you the tattoo because it sucks. Like, it really, really sucks. Bleep. PSS, I have to fix it.
Oh.
So she got a bad tattoo.
Maybe. Why?
I don't get any of this. It's so confusing to me. What is real? Dawn?
I need you to tell me right now. I have no idea. I can tell you.
Is she in Maui?
You can't just go tattoo somewhere without getting a license to do that. Like when my daughter goes to a tattoo convention, she has to make sure that the health department knows she's there. She has to apply for a license to be there because the health department will come by. The health inspectors will come by to check her station.
Yeah.
They will do it. They will send someone. So you can't just go.
I feel like you can go to a celebrity's hotel room, but like, wouldn't you at least sit them
down?
That
tattoo artist isn't supposed to be doing that.
I wouldn't
unless
do that.
They're licensed to hotel to do tattoos in that hotel.
And also, she's not seated. He's just holding her hand. So I'm like, of course you're going to have issues with your like. Just I want you all to think about yourself standing in a room, and somebody just grabbing your arm and going at it with a tattoo thing, because that's exactly what he's doing.
Can you please be seated so we can steady your arm on a chair? Like, how do you do that? My daughter has to hold people's body down, like whatever, because they will flinch or move, and then they
ruined
screwed up their tattoo.
Well, yeah, and you can't see anything. I wish, now I want to do the work, and maybe if there's a My Talker out there who's done the work, I want somebody to go back and see like if she has a tattoo previously in that spot, because I think this video can't be recent, right? Like, if she was just in L.A., there's no way she then hopped into Maui.
But why is she saying 3 days ago in Maui?
I don't know! That's what's confusing. So, none of this makes any sense. Dawn, we're supposed to be getting smarter, and we're supposed to be investigating the mystery.
I feel so dumb right now.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't. Why is she? So let's go back to the Justin Timberlake thing.
Yeah.
All of this happened last night.
Yep.
So I did not check. I need to check Britney Spears' Instagram every 3 hours.
It's one of the last things I do before I go to sleep.
When you go to sleep. Okay.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't see any of this.
I will do this thing where I'm like, we talked about it on the show. I'll check in the morning. No, don't waste the opportunity.
Because it'll be deleted.
So what she did was post a picture of them shooting hoops at the Lakers. Or no, not the Lakers. What is that? Mike, you would know
Kings?
Sports. Knights?
The Kings. Hockey or what are you?
No, I see Knights. K-N-I-G-H-T.
Which sport is it?
So it's a picture. If you go to the TMZ story that I've put in the grid, she posted a picture of her and her ex, Justin Timberlake. And in that particular post, She says, when we used to shoot hoops together, that's when miracles happened. And then she goes on to say, I came out of my mom's stomach just like we all did. P.S. Why always cast me out? I'm equal as all.
Ah! Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's the post that was removed and replaced by the tattoo in Maui 3 days ago.
Oh.
I don't know. That must be some sort of charity something or celebrity something, because that's not an actual team's logo of any form.
Well, it's also their numbers were 1.5 and 1/2. Brittany's jersey number was 1/2.
That explains it.
It is adorable, and it does bring me back to that time where I'm like, they were so young and innocent back then.
I know. Oh, my gosh. What is she saying? What is she complaining about?
Maybe we should just not try to read too much into it. It's kind of like, you know, spirituality. Like, you can ask as many questions as you want.
Right.
But God's not going to give you all the answers. You're just going to have to sit in the not knowing and be fine with it.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to follow Britney Spears on Instagram, you're just going to have to be comfortable with the not knowing.
Because she's kind of like God.
Well, I mean, in a way, it's a very spiritual interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's meaning there. We just don't know what it is yet.
And she doesn't really reveal what she's really saying.
But like on Sam's Instagram, that was delightfully normal, right? Like, that was delightfully refreshing to see her laugh about and make fun of that TMZ video.
I'm just still so stuck on the fact that what you played in that clip was Britney's voice.
Which one?
I thought it was the tattoo artist. I can't believe that was Britney's voice.
Can we listen
voice.
Again?
It's...
This is all Britney.
Tattoo time. One day I'll figure it out. Who knows?
You'll be like, whoa, that was
Look.
Well, that's all Britney. The female voice is Britney.
Baby Dot.
Baby Dot? Cool. Is that what she said?
Down. Okay. Very cool.
If that sounds like someone from Honey Boo Boo's world.
Yeah, she's got that southern accent.
It does sound like...
She does love accents, I will say. She's always talking in accent.
But why is she going, tattoo time?
Tattoo time.
Sounds cuckoo.
She's a gifted and talented person when it comes to accents. You know?
Okay.
Like you and I.
I'm worried.
Can you do your best?
Tattoo time.
Best
My
accent?
Best one. No.
All right. How about we do this? When we come back, Mike will play a game for us by spinning his
I'm going to. I will spin that.
Also, did your light just go off?
It did. It does that sometimes.
What light?
We'll have to talk after the show.
All right.
We'll be Dawn.
Right huh?
Something going on in here.
The light.
Oh, you want to know what's happening? I can probably tell you.
All right.
In the break. All right. We'll hear it.
Sure. My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. I cannot believe it's already.
I was just going to say that. It's because we have so much fun.
I know.
What was your funnest part of the show today?
My funnest part of the show was.
Oh, come on. You don't have to think that hard.
Oh, gosh.
Really?
Talking about food, people.
I mean, hey, look, I'll take it.
Yeah, you know, I loved talking about Brad Pitt.
Oof, yeah.
Christina Applegate and the Stupid Troll.
My funnest part is this one.
Oh, you set me up for that. All right, let's do some games.
Time now to play along.
It's
right.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
It is time for Game Show Roulette. Well, just depending on how the roulette wheel spins, it determines how much work I have to do in this segment. Yep. So we'll find out here real quick.
Can I just give you mad props really quickly while you're spinning?
Okay,
no, you can keep spinning. Kay. A listener just wanted to let you know that they loved your remove a letter game from last week.
Oh, lovely. Awesome. So. I love that one. Yes. So I'll
That one I wasn't good at.
I think you were just still in that, you know, druggy fog.
I was drugged.
Yeah, fog. You'll be all right. We'll get back to that one. You'll do a lot better. I know you will. It's finally here. Bradley's been begging for it.
No way! What is it?
It's time to press your luck.
Oh, no whammies.
I am big bucks, no whammies, Mike. How are we going to do this? I'm so curious.
Yeah, that's a great question. But if you... You guys, you think you can trust me when I say I put probably way too much time into figuring this out, but yes. This is random. This is as true to form. I made this game as much as I possibly could to the actual whammy game. So we're going to play a little whammy here, a little press your luck. So first off, Dawn, are you aware of or familiar with this game at all?
And then you hit it.
Yes.
And then you don't want a whammy. Exactly. You don't want the Noid to come on.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't want the Noid to come get you. That's exactly it. Okay. First off, we got to figure out how many spins you guys are going to get. So we've got some questions here.
Okay.
Again, how this works, I'm going to read a question. You guys buzz in if you know the answer to the question. If you buzz in and you get the correct answer, you get 3 points. Now, if you don't buzz in, I'm going to give you 2 more options, and then the other person gets to choose out of those multiple choices the one that their opponent gave, and then the 2 other ones. If you get it correct and you don't, you're not the first one to buzz in, you get a point, or a spin, I should say. So
I'm going
to way
pray
easier
that
than it's,
you know these rules better than I do.
I do. Just, yeah.
Good. You can tell us what to do.
So simply just, again, yell out your name when you know the answer to this one. We'll start with the first question. According to a YouGov poll, out of 10 people, how many like corn on the cob?
Bradley. 7.
7. All right, Dawn. Bradley says 7. You can either go with 7, 8, or 6. Again, this is out of 10 people. How many like corn on the cob?
6.
You think it's 6. You're both wrong. Actually, it's 8.
Wow!
So no spins awarded on question number 1.
I could have gotten that opportunity.
You didn't. You said 6.
So, Dawn, how that would have worked is if you would have said 8, you would have gotten 1 spin.
You didn't get it initially.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Okay, so here we go.
Zero. Oh, my God.
Second question. We got to get some spins here. Before his Marvel success, this Chris starred in the 2001 spoof parody comedy, Not Another Teen
Bradley Trainer.
Dawn.
Chris Hemsworth.
Bradley, is it Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, or Chris Pratt?
Chris Evans.
It is Chris Evans.
Oh,
so
suck it.
A spin goes over to Bradley. And
nothing.
Next up here, which state capital has the highest population?
Dawn.
Bradley.
Dawn, you were first slightly. State capital with the highest population.
What is it?
Hold on, stop.
She's running through all of them.
Come on, ABC. Pick one.
Sacramento.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Bradley, do you have is it Sacramento, Boston, or Phoenix?
Oh, easy. Boston, Bob.
Yeah, you're both wrong. It's Phoenix.
God. We're not going to get these spins. Come on, let's hurry.
This singer who sold 60 million albums has had 15 top 10 singles, including number one hits titled So What and Raise Your Glass.
Dawn. Pink.
All right. Is it Pink, Beyonce, or Cardi B?
Pink.
It is Pink. So there you go. We got 2 spins for Bradley after that round, 3 spins for Dawn. And because I'm feeling nice and I was hoping you guys would get more right, I'm giving you 2 bonus spins each.
Yay!
So, oh my God.
5 and 4. So here's how it works. Again, we're going to spin the little whammy wheel, and you guys are going to tell me when to stop.
Okay.
And I'll tell you how much you won, okay?
Oh, good.
And this is truly, you go first because you have 5 spins. Now, remember, you can spin up to 5 times. You could also pass your spins if you want to try to be strategic. But once you pass, you can't get those spins back. So
why would I pass?
Because he has to use the ones you passed to him.
And I could get whammy.
And he could get whammy.
Okay.
Again, if you get 4 whammies, you're completely done. All right, here we go. We're going to start this off. You see that big board with all those dollar signs on it?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get it started. You tell me when to stop.
Budget.
Stop.
Oh, there you go. It's $1,000.
Oh, Dawn!
You owe me.
Remember, because I got soup for you that one day?
All right, Dawn, you still have 4 more spins.
Okay.
Do you want to keep going? Or do you want to, as they say, press your luck?
I want to press my luck.
You're going to press your luck? All right, tell me when to stop.
Stop!
$1,500. There
Whoa!
You go. You are up to $2,500 there. You have 3 spins remaining. Bradley has 4 spins. Again, you can choose to keep pressing that luck, or you can choose to pass your spins. It is all up to
you. I'm going to press my luck.
You're going to press your luck again.
Oh,
all right.
Sure.
Here we go. Tell me when to stop.
Miami, stop.
What was that?
Miami, stop.
Stop.
All right, we'll stop right there. 2,000, jeez.
Oh, my God, calm down over there. How are you getting all this money and no whammies?
I'm
going
to pay for it. I ran into the side of the garage today and ruined it and ripped off part of it. Yeah, so I'm going to pay for that with my money. I know.
Wow.
This is not the first time.
I know.
All right, are you going to, you've got 4,500, you've got two spins left. Are you going to keep pressing that luck or are you going to pass it over to Bradley?
I'm going
to
pass it to Bradley.
You're going to pass it to Bradley. Okay.
If I get a whammy, it's on you.
All right, Bradley, it has been passed over to you again. Okay. Dawn is currently sitting at $4,500. Bradley, you have two pass spins that you have to take, and then you've got four that you've earned yourself, or at least I gave to you.
I have to do six, and I can't pass them back to her?
You can pass after the first two.
Oh, two. Okay.
Yeah, so here we go.
Okay.
So I'm going to stop. Stop! Boom, that's a big one. 4,000.
Why?
I don't know. I'm hitting randomizer. Okay. And like I told you, there's like an algorithm built in here and everything. I literally am doing random. It's a long story.
Oh my God, I love it.
I put way too much time into
this stuff.
He's committed
to the game.
I know. Come on.
Okay, 4,000.
All right, 4,000. Are you going to? Well, you
I'm do going
have to,
again.
You
I'm
do
going
have
again.
To keep going again. So you have to tell me when to stop. That is the first whammy. Sorry, first whammy. So you are down to zero.
Zero.
Oh my God, I lost all 4,000.
Of course you did.
Rude. Okay, let's keep going.
Here's the thing. You've got three spins left.
I'm going off for all. I'm going for broke.
But you could also pass it because she has zero
spins. I don't want to give her no more money. She's got enough.
Sounds good. You're going to go that route. Let me hit the ring. Okay.
It was real.
Tell me when to stop.
Stop!
Oops, sorry. Now tell me when to stop. Go ahead and tell me when to stop now.
Stop!
Back to back whammies! I wish I was like influencing this at all, but this is truly, truly random. So again, you've got two spins left. You can take them both yourself.
I need to take them because I need something to go home with.
I know.
But again, you're just trying to be Dawn, so it's up to you what you want to do.
How much does she have?
She has 4,500.
How much do I have?
You have zero.
Okay, well.
Now, I will let you know there is a 4,000 on the wheel. There's a 3,500. There's some 2,500s. All right.
Just do it.
All right, I'm going for it because I gotta pay the bills.
Here we go.
Got a cruise to buy.
Tell me. Hold on, it's going. Tell me when to stop.
Stop!
I am not kidding you right now.
No! Oh, the whammies. I'm the one who wanted this game.
I know.
So I wish this was a bit, but this is not. I've been doing randomizers over here.
At first I thought he was just like randomly just deciding who's what. He's
I'm not. You're just the most unlucky person ever.
I am literally... paying for.
When I think about like when I would stop, it was always not when you were stopping. So,
oh God, you are horribly, horribly.
So here's
lying.
Your last chance.
Okay, one
now,
more.
There are, I will say, there are money options plus a spins. So there's a chance you could get like 4,000 a spin here. Are you going to go for it? Or you
I'm
pass
going
it?
For it because I need
all
money.
Right.
Money.
Here we go.
Here we go.
This needs to be at least 4,500, or it needs to be a spin to keep you alive. Not a whammy, but it's 2,000. Dawn is the winner.
Do I get to go home with
you
my
get to
2000?
Go home with 2,000 fictitious dollars, that. Though. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
And Dawn, you also get your 4,500 fictitious dollars.
Congrats,
so.
Dawn.
I'm going to Vancouver.
You owe me 25.
What a rude
to go to the Madonna
person.
Concert
so
with your person.
My person?
Yeah. Oh, I should also mention, though,
not
Dawn.
Anymore, he's not if he goes with someone else.
Dawn is the winner, but Bradley, you, of course, are the consolation prize winner. Here's what you're going home with.
That is a fire of noodle-roni parmesano.
I'm not sharing my noodle-roni with you.
Rare seasons and cheeses, a bit of old Italy.
Bit of old Italy.
Seasons and cheeses? What did he say?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks,
that was
Mike.
Fun.
That was
thank
so
you
fun.
So much for bringing my game show dreams to life.
I'll explain to you how difficult that was behind the scenes.
Even though you
moments.
Just destroyed my
that was
my
fun.
My soul.
Thank you.
That was delightful.
Tomorrow,
I'm speechless.
We're working again. We'll see you then.
We'll be here. Lori and Julie are up next, and I guarantee you, Lori's going to have a lot to say about Madonna. Julie.